proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions and another radio broadcast. We've been looking at the revelation of the Jewish Messiah in the Old Testament prophets. And we continue by looking at Isaiah chapter 61 concerning itself with the ministry of this Messiah. According to Isaiah 61, God sent the Messiah to perform certain tasks, namely, quote, to preach good tidings unto the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, unquote. In this session, we will look at how Jesus Christ fulfilled every portion of that prophecy during his earthly ministry. The Messiah, as quoted in the book of Isaiah, declared that, quote, the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, unquote. Basar, the Hebrew verb rendered as preach good tidings, sometimes denoted the act of offering public praises to God, praises to God for his character or for his works. Certain of the Levites, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, exhorted their fellow Jews to, quote, show forth, Basar, show forth from day to day his, God's, salvation, unquote. The word gospel itself derived from an Old English term that meant good news. Jesus Christ, wherever he traveled, preached the gospel of the kingdom, which, as Paul put it in Romans chapter 1, is, quote, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, unquote. In Isaiah 61, the Messiah declared that God, quote, has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, unquote. One of the ministries of the coming Messiah would involve binding up the wounds of the injured. Jesus Christ sometimes performed this task with relation to physical injuries. For example, in Luke 8, he addressed the woman who had an issue of blood, telling her, quote, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, unquote. Immediately after doing that, Jesus Christ brought comfort to the household of Jairus by physically resurrecting that man's deceased daughter. The Savior also provided spiritual consolation to those who needed it. In the 8th chapter of John, he told the woman taken in adultery, quote, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more, unquote. He gave assurance to Martha as she grieved over her deceased brother Lazarus, telling her that, quote, thy brother shall live again, unquote. Moreover, the Lord gave comfort to his own adherents as a means of equipping them for ministry. Thus, as Paul stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, quote, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God, unquote. The apostle added as, quote, the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ, unquote. Through his ongoing ministry, Jesus Christ enables a believer to enjoy inner peace. Not peace as the world gives it, but as the peace that only he can give. As he told his disciples in the 16th chapter of John, quote, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, unquote. Peter referred to Jesus Christ as one who went about doing good. In that process, he fulfilled the prophecies of Isaiah chapter number 61, made years before. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.